Hi, good morning, Larry.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Is this Alex?
Yes, this is Alex. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, I'm good.
Great. Well, I just wanted to give you a quick update on your property, Victoria Street in Danville. I wanted to let you know that we're currently still working on the title, and everything is just moving forward. So right now there's no problem, there's no issues or anything. Everything is going smooth. I just have like a question because I got an email from the title company. You probably said it's DeForest, but they said that from the county's information. There's other two owners, which is Jessica and Corey. So,
I put their. I'm the one who put their name on there because when I get the money, I'm gonna split it between us three.
Gotcha.
So I added their name to it. If you look at the paperwork, you'll see that I'm the one that signed it because I have power of attorney over my brother, and I had power of attorney over my mama's estate. So I just put our name on it to keep everything fair.
Gotcha. Because it looks like they're asking for a sign, agreement with both of them signed as well. But you said that you have a power of attorney?
Yes, I have power of attorney
for Corey.
Oh, only for Corey? Yeah, and I had it over my mom. Corey's incarcerated.
Gotcha.
So I have power of attorney over his affairs.
Okay. So Corey is your brother and...
Yes.
Okay. Jessica is your mom.
It's my sister. Bessie was my mom. Bessie was the owner. And when she passed away, I went down to the place and put all of our names on it. And, I handle all the business because my sister, she's out there. My brother, he's incarcerated. So I pretty much handle everything.
Okay. Gotcha. So you only have the power of attorney for Corey. How about for Jessica? Do you have anything?
No, I don't have power. No.
Okay. Are you with her? Or she's out of state?
Yeah, she's out of state.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let me see what we could do. But do you have, an email address for Jessica in case that we need to, request for her to sign anything online? I was, thinking we could do a signature via email, and that's going to be sufficient enough for us to... just move forward with things and all that.
Okay. If you send me the information, I could probably get it to her.
Okay. I'll consult with Forrest as well.
Email.
Got it. I see. Okay. Well, let me also run this by Forrest because I haven't told Forrest. I just told you. Again, I'm not sure if you discussed with Forrest that there are other two owners. But it looks like the attorney's office is looking just for a purchase agreement with both of the other owners are, signed. Because the purchase agreement that we have, you're the only one who signed right now. So, okay. Well, I just wanted to give you an update. We're working on it. That's the feedback that I got from the attorney's office. But... I'll go ahead and give you further updates maybe later today. And, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Talk to you later.